Let's be honest, dealing with banks is stressful. Well, now imagine doing it in another language and especially working in a bank. Wow.
Man, Johnny, oh, that's got to be super stressful. Fees you don't understand, transfers that don't arrive, forms, identification, and someone waiting behind the counter for you to explain everything clearly.
That's right. Or you being behind and having to explain everything clearly if that's not your mother language, no?
Man, I think you
Well,
have some empathy for the people
that's
behind,
right. That's right. No,
no?
especially because our podcast today is for people who might be working, no, in banking. So yeah, we want to show some consideration, no? So that's why today's episode is all about banking English, real English for real situations, customer service transactions, and problem solving.
Whether you work in a bank, you're dealing with international clients, or maybe you just live abroad, this is the English you actually need.
By the way, I'm Johnny. I'm with Matthew, ready for another podcast. Welcome, Matthew.
Johnny, good to see you.
Well, let's jump straight into a realistic situation you might recognize. So, I think this is going to be a very professional part. It could happen, you know, being a customer or receiving a customer and being a bank advisor. I don't know, Matthew, I wouldn't like to be a bank advisor. It's
Well,
just.
after you mentioned in the introduction, now I'm kind of regretting that I have this role. Oh.
So let us start then.
Okay. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi. I have a question about a transfer I made last week. It still hasn't gone through.
Oh, of course. Well, let me take a look. Could you please confirm your account number?
Sure. It's the one ending in 4721.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I can see the transaction here. It was an international transfer, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It was sent to a supplier abroad.
I see. Sometimes international transfers can take a bit longer, especially if additional verification is required.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But I was also charged a fee I wasn't expecting.
Let me check that for you. Yes, I can see a service charge applied to the transfer.
Could you explain why that fee was charged?
Certainly. This type of transfer includes an international processing fee. It should be listed on your account statement.
All right. And is there anything I need to do to complete the transfer?
At the moment, no. Everything is in progress. If there are any issues, we'll contact you immediately.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Wow, Matthew, that sounds so professional, huh? You explained even difficult things about international
Oh, it
transfers
wasn't so
there.
bad. It wasn't so bad being on the other side. Well,
No.
Johnny,
Well, now, just I don't know, just talking about this, no, but it's becoming more difficult, no, to make transfers, especially to the UK. I don't know why now with all this and this thing. Sometimes it's a little bit more tricky, no, but
Not as easy as it used to be, no?
no, that's right.
Well, if any of our listeners are feeling the same way, let's break down some of the grammar that we used in the conversation and see if we can understand it. Because this is real English that will help you when you're in these real life situations, maybe in a bank and needing some customer service. Okay, the first phrase, transfer or international transfer. Well, these terms, we use them when money is sent from one account to another. That was an international transfer. Maybe if it's Johnny was talking about sending money to the UK, well, we would use international transfer. And our
Very good.
second vocabulary example is transaction. Ah, thank you for the slide, Johnny. Okay, so a transaction refers to any financial movement in an account. Could be a deposit, a withdrawal, a transfer, or maybe making a payment. And the phrase that you might hear in the bank is I can see the transaction here. So it's a general term that you'll hear or you might read on your banking app.
That's right. So another one, no, one we don't like to hear, no, a fee or a service charge. Well, this banks may apply a fee for certain actions. No, service charge is a more formal phrase. And for example, in our conversation, you heard, a service charge was applied to the transfer. That might happen sometimes, depending on your contract with the bank. It's common for customers to ask about unexpected fees, so this vocabulary is essential. Another one is account statement. No, this is a summary of all transactions, balances, and charges over a specific time. So you might say something, well, it should be listed on your account statement. No, this is also called a bank statement in everyday speech. And then we have a final one that is verification. This refers to extra checks to confirm someone's identity or the validity of a payment. So maybe additional verification is required, especially if maybe the people in the bank, they don't know you, they might ask you for some more verification. And this is common in online banking or for large transactions. No, that's why maybe when you want to do a transaction, they ask you quite a few more things to verify that you are doing it. So this vocabulary helps you explain problems, give clear answers, and sound professional. It's not just about the words, it's about how you use them.
That's so true, Johnny, you're right. And let's talk about polite customer service language. So in the dialogue, you may have noticed that the tone is calm, polite, and also indirect. And that's really important when we're dealing with financial matters or we're banking. Just listen to these expressions and how having it in an indirect form just reduces the tension and makes everything sound more professional. So, could you please confirm your transfer number? So that could you please is so much more polite than demanding that someone does something. Let me take a look. Instead of saying, I'll check, that's just more friendly. And certainly, this is a good one and an easy one to remember, certainly is a more elegant way of saying yes.
That's right. Huh? You'll notice there are no sharp or confrontational words, just calm, professional communication. And this is especially important when the customer might be upset or confused, which usually happens when you go to a bank.
Well, that's true, Johnny. You're right, huh? Okay, let's get a little closer in on these indirect questions. Probably if you're preparing your B2 first, then you'll be familiar with these. Direct questions, they can sound very strong in customer service. So we just make them a bit more polite and formal by changing them from, for example, a direct question, why did you charge me a fee? To, could you explain why that fee was charged? Or I was wondering if you could tell me more about the charge. So how do you do it? Well, just try to remember expressions like, could you tell me? I'd like to know. Do you happen to know? And by starting your question with those phrases, you make it indirect.
That's right. Then we have the present perfect. Present perfect for recent past. So this tense is used when the past action is connected to the present moment. Very common in customer support. So I've noticed a charge on my statement. I have noticed. A charge on my statement, or I have been waiting for the transfer to arrive. So the action affects the present, so we use the present perfect.
Good, nice. And our third point is modal verbs for possibility, advice, or procedure. Okay, so this can help you talk about rules or maybe the next step that needs to be followed. And these modal verbs, I'm sure our listeners will be familiar with. Can, should, might, and must. A couple of examples. Transfers can take longer on weekends. It should appear in your account today. It might be due to verification checks, or you must confirm your identity.
Yeah, mastering these structures helps you explain clearly, guide the customer, and handle sensitive topics without sounding robotic or too direct. So let us go to the question for the audience. Now is your turn.
There we have the question. Thank you, Johnny. So how would you say in English, ¿podría confirmar su número de cuenta, por favor? How do you say that? Please, if you can, write a polite and professional version in the comments.
Fantastic. So, very useful, this podcast. Yeah.
If you like it, please don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, that's right. And we focus on English. You can actually use at work. And please visit Trainen, www.trainen.com. Ahí tenéis cursos desde 39 euros al mes, incluido también los niveles B2, donde podéis pues sacar un montón de partido a estos cursos. Así que, bueno, disfrútalos y visita nuestra página web. So let us go to a realistic host dialogue, no? So let's look at how this kind of language actually works in the real banking situations.
Okay, good. This is really practical, Johnny. And then we have our slide. So in customer service, it's important to remember that your tone is as important as your words. So we don't want to sound direct or aggressive. We want to soften our tone with polite expressions. For example, I'd like to understand, or could you clarify that for me?
And when something is taking longer than expected, the key is to reassure the customer. Well, everything is in progress. We will contact you if there are any issues.
Yeah, and try to avoid technical jargon when we're speaking to customers. So instead of saying something like, we're reviewing your transaction status, well, we could make it a bit more understandable. We're checking your transfer and we'll update you shortly. We want to be calm, clear, and professional.
That's right. That's the goal. So now let's go over some key vocabulary that's essential for anyone working in or interacting with the banking sector in English. So these are words you'll hear and use often. For example, account, your bank account. What about a bank balance? How much money is in the account? ATM, I think when you travel, you see ATMs everywhere and you might wonder, what is an ATM? No, this is an automatic teller machine, a cash machine if you visit the UK. A deposit, it's when you put money into the account, and withdrawal, it's when you take the money out.
They're really useful. Okay, here's a few more. Credit card and debit card. So they're easy to confuse, but they are different, so you need to be careful which one you use. A loan is when you want to borrow money from the bank. When you're traveling, it's important to make sure what the exchange rate is, maybe euros to pounds or the other way. Interest rates, how much you earn or how much you're going to pay on money over time. A savings account, somewhere to save your money. And a current account is an account for everyday transactions.
Fantastic. No, I was thinking, Matthew, also just for our listeners, the difference between a loan and a mortgage, for example. It's a different word, so it's good to know, what's the difference between them. So, so different expressions, right?
Yeah.
So these words are useful, but you also need common phrases to help you sound natural when doing basic tasks at the bank, for example. I don't know, if someone asks where can I find an ATM, then you need to know what an ATM is, not be lost there, or if someone says I'd like to make a withdrawal, or can you give me some change, or I would like to open an account, how would you answer to questions like this, or can I cash a check, for example, that's very American, just cash a check, very American,
But I don't think many people use checks
No,
nowadays, John. I
that's
don't
right.
know.
No, just
No. Anyway, there we go. Even beyond the vocabulary, keeping calm and having clear communication, listening actively, and being empathetic, well, they're really important skills when you're working in customer service, especially in the world of finance.
That's right, exactly. Being helpful, patient, and understanding builds trust and leads to long-term client relationships.
So if you're learning, one of the best ways to practice is by using real-life dialogues. Maybe what we did in the pod today, a role-play situation where somebody wants to deposit money and then make a withdrawal. Try to use the expressions that you've heard in today's pod.
That's right. That's right. So let's go back to the section of the question. No, we left. How would you say that in English? No, just could you confirm your account number, please? No. So I think we got this somewhere. No. Let's
Do
see.
you
Let's
have the
see.
answer there, Johnny? Where, how can
Yeah,
you
that's
say it? Can
right.
you
Huh?
confirm your account? Ah, there it is.
Aquí, ¿eh? Muy bien, lo tenemos aquí en español, ¿no? Ya nos hemos adelantado, Matthew, ¿eh? ¿Podría confirmar su número de cuenta, por favor, ¿no? ¿Podría confirmar su número de cuenta? Muy bien, esta es la pregunta que os queremos dejar, ¿eh? Muy bien, pero sí, esta era la respuesta, ¿verdad? Lo habíamos dicho antes, podría confirmar su número de cuenta y claro, es lo que hemos dicho, ¿no? Could you confirm your account number, please? Muy bien. So polite, clear, exactly what a bank advisor expects to hear.
How would you explain to a customer that there's a problem with their account in English? That's
Wow, that's not an
a
easy one.
difficult one, huh? Oh,
You see, well,
wow.
tell us what happened, huh? Short answers, perfect. Así que déjanos ahí algún comentario si esto te ha pasado. So, today we learned how to handle banking conversations in English, fees, transfers, and customer service language.
Exactly. Our next episode will be business and office English, useful expressions for meetings.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Y mientras tanto, recuerda, visita nuestra página web, www.trainin.com. There you will find fantastic tools and also just you can start learning English with one of the teachers we have. And from 39 euros, you can get already a course to start with your English. That might have been one of your wishes just for this new year. Who knows, ¿no? Tanta gente que se pone metas para estos nuevos años y tal. Pues bueno, tal vez aprender inglés es uno de ellos. Pues nada, aquí estamos para poder ayudarte. Well, thank you very much, Matthew. So it was super nice to work with you today and talk to you next time. Bye, amigos.
Thank you, my friend. See you next time. Take care, everybody.